a seminal moment in aviation history. This year is the 100th anniversary of the first non-stop transatlantic flight from New York to Paris by Charles Lindbergh in the Spirit of St. Louis. Well, this was raised at Kerry County Council by Philip Hall Councillor Tommy Cahill, who's with me on the line. Tommy, good morning to you. Okay, I think we've lost Tommy on the line. This is the, of course, the situation with regards to Port McGee's involvement in that seminal trip, which was the situation with regards to Charles Lindbergh making that trip. I think we might have Tommy with us on the line.
Good morning, Jerry, and good morning to your listeners.
Tommy, how are you? No, you asked this question to see what the situation is with regards to our celebration of this. The 2027 will mark the 100th anniversary of the first non-stop transatlantic flight from New York to Paris by Lindbergh, which took place on the 20th of May, 1927.
Correct. Yeah, look, I would have raised this story back in the September meeting of the Cumaer Municipal District, firstly, and then I submitted a follow-up motion at her most recent meeting, just calling on Kerry County Council to provide an update report on the plans in place to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the Spirit St. Louis Charles Lindbergh and the first solo non-stop transatlantic flight in Port McGee. Look, I suppose this is a unique opportunity for South Kerry and indeed for Ireland to commemorate one of the most significant achievements in aviation history, Jerry. Like Charles Lindbergh's, I suppose he made the first non-stop flight from New York to Paris in his aircraft, the Spirit of St. Louis, and first passed over land on the Ivrea Peninsula south of Valentia Island on May 21st, 1927. And like that saw him fly for over 33 hours, which was the longest at the time by nearly 2,000 miles or 3,200 kilometres. And it set a new flight distance world record. And like that achievement brought Lindbergh, I suppose, worldwide fame. And it still stands as one of the most consequential flights in history, I suppose, signalling a new era between I suppose air transportation in America and Europe, and like, you know, I just feel that we should you know, commemorate it. I suppose at the meeting I would have got a reply saying that Kerry County Council will endeavour to source a funding stream in order to commemorate this event, you know, and that potential funding streams include the 2027 commemorative programme from the Department of Culture and Communications and Sport. Now, at the meeting, you probably heard yourself, I did say that, you know, I said Kerry County Council will endeavour. I said the meaning of endeavour is that someone will try very hard or make a concerted effort or strive to accomplish something. Like, that doesn't say that they're going to get the fund, I suppose, the funding source. And without the funding, you know, you can't commemorate anything really as such.
No.
You know, and, you know, the disappointing thing about this is I've raised this back, you know, in October, as I said, you know, to be fair, a group of locals have set up a dedicated working group, you know, to organise this, and they have, you know, come up with, I suppose, a detailed proposal, but I suppose they are facing some practicality issues in terms of permissions, like, you know, Smithsonian's, the National, they own the rights to the original plane, the Spirit of St. Louis, and I suppose they own the rights to the logos and images, etc. And then Warner Brothers, I suppose, own the rights to the film.
Yeah, there was a 1957 movie starring Jimmy Stewart, and it was filmed partly in Port McGee. It showed him sweeping in over Port McGee and Dingle Bay, and beautiful scenery in that film in 57. So all of that can be commemorated, and that's obviously, you have to get the rights to show that as part of any effort to commemorate in Port McGee.
Correct, yeah. And look, I suppose the group have reached out to both Smithsonian's and Warner Brothers, but, you know, haven't received any contact back as such yet. You know, but like, I suppose this, you know, like the plans, you know, that the group have are, you know, they're ambitious plans, they're big plans, and rightly so, Jerry, because when I suppose he left America, and when he landed in Paris, Beauvais is where he actually landed, there were millions of people there to greet him, because it was a significant, I suppose, event in aviation at the time.
Yeah.
You know, and like, you know, some of the ideas that the group have come up with are, you know, the possibility of aircraft flyovers, aviation exhibitions, you know, public lectures and talks, even educational programs, you know, for our younger people. Like, you know, yeah. I'm sure, you know, primary schools and secondary schools will have huge interest in this, because, you know, we have rich history on our lands, and, you know, we need to, I suppose, celebrate it and commemorate it. And
so, Tommy, does the funding need to come through quicker? Does it need to be applied for faster, or do things need to get a move on? We're in June of 2026. This is going to be May of next year. So 12 months, the clock is ticking. Would you like to see the council maybe, I won't say trying, but I'm sure they are trying, they're endeavouring, but to try and get it, you know, as quick as possible, so those plans can come to fruition?
Yes, so I would have said that at the meeting last Friday, Jerry, like, you know, that you, as Roy Keane famously once said, you know, prepare to fail and fail to prepare, you know, and you need to plan these things in advance if you want to do it properly. You know, so look, you know, I've asked the council to liaise with the group locally. You know, I have submitted PQs to the Minister for Tourism on this also, you know, but he said, you know, that the application kind of needs to come in from the local authorities. So, like, I really think we need to get a push on now. It's less than a year away, you know, and like, if you just think about it, Jerry, like I'd always be speaking about diversifying our tourism portfolio. Like, you know, I just think about two different events at the weekend, the Bike Fest, you know, that brings a huge amount of bikers into Killarney town. The knock on I suppose effect that has on the local economy is huge. And then you have the Spa Sevens, a relatively new event, you know, which has been a roaring success, and I just want to praise all of the people involved in that.
Yeah, you know, I passed that on the way back from an underage football match at the weekend. There was huge crowds there as well, so those
correct,
things do,
but
examine it. Tommy, we're short on time, but look, you're looking for more movement quicker in relation to this to get something going for Port Magee.
Certainly, Jerry, yeah. And look, I'll continue to push that going forward.
Brilliant. Tommy, thanks a million for that. If you have a view, get in touch with us on the programme. What do you think? Those plans to try and commemorate the first sighting of land by Charles Lindbergh on his famous flight to Spirit of St. Louis in 1927, Port Magee. Give us your views.